WBSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Happy Wednesday to you. Welcome into a new day here on the program. And it's already a warm one. And as Christina just told us, it's going to get warmer. You're looking at 55 right now, although my car said 62. And it's only going to warm up as the day goes on. And then tomorrow be a little bit more sweltering. Then we get some rain coming in this weekend. So what would late spring on the verge of summer on the South Coast be if it didn't rain every weekend, right? There was one year, what was it, a couple years ago where we had rain pretty much every weekend throughout the whole summer. And then we had, you know, a couple seasons of pretty bad drought. So feast or famine, I guess. Although thankfully not literally famine. So there's a lot that we can discuss today, and we will have the phone lines open at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails, both available on the WBSM app. We'll have another day of Eagles song titles for you. We're down to the final 3 days of codes. You'll hear those at 10 a.m., 2 p.m., and 5 p.m. And when you hear it, enter it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, and you'll be entered to win the grand prize of a trip for two to Las Vegas to see the Eagles at the Sphere, brought to you by Tank Exchange and the DeMello International Center. And we've been getting a really large number of entrants, but what's even more impressive is it's not just the number of people that are playing, it's how consistent they are with entering the song titles. And, you know, not that I need to hype this up anymore, because I think a lot of people are already interested in winning, but the Eagles are a fantastic live act. I saw them at the Xfinity Center probably about 10 years ago now. And they were just amazing. Every song sounds incredible. And some of those songs are technically difficult to play. Some of those songs are, I'm sure, harder to sing as the guys are getting up there in age, but they still put on an amazing performance. And the highlight for me, because I'm a big Joe Walsh guy, I was, I saw him at the Melody Tent the summer before. And, you know, that's obviously a very intimate setting. And we were in like the fourth or eighth row or something. And so you really feel like you're up close and personal with the acts when you're that close, which was just, you know, those are the tickets we purchased. And then you go and you see the Eagles at Xfinity. You're just waiting to see, well, is Joe going to do some of that stuff that he did in his show? And he did. They incorporated that and they played, you know, some of his solo hits, some of his James Gang stuff. And this was on the History of the Eagles tour after the documentary had just come out. So I can only imagine now, with this being their final shows, some of the stuff they're going to pull out. And you could be there. But that's not the only concert we want to let you know about. I'm sure Mayor Mitchell will talk more about this when he comes in, because it's one of his signature creations. He is the person who spearheaded this. He's the one who presents this. But we had the announcement yesterday, and you can read about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, of the Summer Sound Series for this year in downtown New Bedford. And this is a very, very popular concert series where people come out to hear these different acts on select Fridays throughout the summer. And in fact, I was looking at the schedule and I said, I might get out there for some of these. They run from 6:30 to 8:30. So you can get out of there by the time, you know, the bars really start to get crowded, or you can, you know, go see some music and then stick around and hang out for some of the other stuff that goes on downtown on a Friday night. But these shows are family-friendly shows, a variety of different acts. We've got the full schedule there for you. There's also a couple of other events that are happening downtown this summer that these will also be tied into. Something with the Whaling Museum and something with Explore New Bedford. And the Explore New Bedford event is pretty cool because it's part of the 50th anniversary of Jaws. And as the movie is celebrating 50 years, there's a lot of different observations and celebrations happening in the places that are kind of tied into it. And as you know, it was filmed on Martha's Vineyard, so obviously they're having a big summer celebration for it. But here in New Bedford, they're having this, Explore New Bedford's putting on this event called Jaws Jam. And so this is going to be a bunch of different things that will be taking part in connection with the 50th anniversary of Jaws. It's Jaws Jam, a bigger boat block party. It'll have a costume contest, a pop-up market, themed drinks, Instagram-worthy moments, and live music. So all of that is part of, and you know, that's going to be happening the same time as one of these particular shows. In fact, it'll be the kickoff of the Summer Sound Series with Pearly Baker Band. So I'm just going to, again, you can go through this list at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app, where you can go through our gallery of all the artists that are playing and just click on their name or click on their photo. That'll take you over to their Facebook page and you can hear more of their music and learn more about them. But I'm just going to give you the rundown of the dates real quick, because I know not everybody has computer access, but a lot of people love to go and listen to this live music. June 20th, Pearly Baker Band. And I should mention, too, there's two stages. There's one on Purchase Street and there's one on Lower Union Street. They alternate. So the idea is one week they're going to bring more people up to the top of downtown, and then the next week to the bottom and then back and then forth. So that way they're not taking over one area every Friday. And also it gets different restaurants and different attractions in that area involved for each one. So again, June 20th, Pearly Baker Band. June 27th, Mellow Green. July 4th, The Jethros. July 18th, NB Rude Boys. July 25th, The Groovalottos. August 8th, Jammin', that is the Bob Marley tribute band. August 15th, Neil McCarthy Electric Six-Piece Band. August 22nd, Colby James and the Ramblers. So there's a few Fridays there where there isn't anything going on for different reasons. Obviously, I don't think they do anything. Let me just see here. Yeah, I think they skip the week of the feast, which makes sense. All the public resources are kind of focused on the feast grounds that weekend. So totally understandable. But again, you can read it all about it at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. But this is a nice thing for the city. This is a great thing for the people on the South Coast to go and get a chance to see these bands. And you know what else is going to be nice? People can come down on the train. Right? So let's just say, you know, you live in the North End and you want to go to some of these concerts and you don't want to have to deal with the hassle of parking downtown. By the way, parking will be free at the Zeitarian and Elm Street garages during these events. But let's just say you're like, I don't even want to mess around with that. Take the train from Church Street to Whale's Tooth and then just walk up the street. I mean, I can tell you I've Ubered into downtown and it's pretty affordable. That's a nice way to go too. But I don't have the train schedule in front of me, but you should be able to take the train If not, maybe this is something that in the future the MBTA and Keolis will offer. But as I said, people get really excited for these concerts. I know that, you know, the first couple of years, we had folks that would call us up on the day of and say, do you know who's playing today? Do you know who's playing? Where is it? And it's only grown in popularity since then. So Mayor Mitchell will talk more about it, I'm sure, when he comes in with Chris later on today. And Chris also will have, I believe in his first hour today, State Auditor Diana DeZoglio to talk about the progress on trying to get that audit done of the legislature. So you don't want to miss that either. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You are on WBSM.
Hello?
Hi, you're on the air.
Well, can you tell me if the welfare office is anywhere in the city of New Bedford other than where it used to be? It used to be down by the beach. Now it's not down there anymore.
I'm not sure. Hang on one second. Let me look. Is it not in the federal building, do you know, or?
No, I don't think so.
So the Department of Transitional Assistance is, it listed as 16 Kilburn Street.
Kilburn.
So that's over near Kyler's Catch.
It's not in the area of Market Basket.
This is saying it's kind of in that area, according to this. It's let me see. Let me give you another landmark. So you know where Acushnet River Antiques is?
No. You see, I get around by power chair when I get dropped off by a bus. Anyway, I guess in the area. And I was dropped off in the area of Market Basket last week. And I checked out that clinic they have up there. And there's nothing in that building. So I wouldn't know how far to go. And
yeah, from Market Basket.
When you go up to the Market Basket area and you go past that water thing, the bridge there, mm-hmm. There's nothing in that area that suggests the welfare office is in that area.
This is
and
saying.
That's Kilburn Street, isn't it?
Well, yeah, that would. So you went toward downtown, right?
Well, I went in the south end there. Down by the beach, and it's nothing in that area.
Right. So what you want to do is if they drop you off at Market Basket, you want to go down Belleville Avenue, you know, past, what else is there? Past the where, you know where that new Dunkin' is that they built on Belleville? Go past that. Go underneath the overpass and keep going. Go past the public storage building. And then right after that public storage building, that's Kilburn Street. So then you're going to take a left there and go all the way down to the end. And it says that's where the office is.
Kilburn Street.
It's at the end of the same building that has a Acushnet River Antiques. You'll see, as you're heading down Belleville, you'll see the big building that says Antiques. It's to the far left end of that building.
Hmm. I think I know where you're talking. I was up in that area last week. It looked like a big parking lot.
Well, I'm going to give you a phone number. You can call first, okay?
If you can connect me to that building, I'd be happy.
I can't connect you to the number, no, but I can give it to you.
I got no way to write it down right now.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. You get a pen and you call me back, and I'll keep it open so I can give it to you.
All right. Yeah, thank you.
Have a good one. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll be back in just a few moments. Stay tuned. And welcome back in. That was the mermaid video, right? Where she was in the water. I think Herb Ritz directed that video. If I remember right. Anyway, it's time to go in the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Mike Roberts.
The latest on the Michigan governor kidnapping plot, the snack wrap making a return, and illegal baby names in the U.S.
From the Cottage Street Motors WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Michigan's governor says she talked to President Trump after he said last week he'd consider pardons for two men who planned to kidnap her. Governor Gretchen Whitmer told reporters she had connected with the president directly on the subject and she made her thoughts known. She told reporters yesterday she hopes that the president will take some of those things into consideration when he makes that decision. The leader of the kidnapping scheme is serving a 20-year sentence in federal prison while another man arrested, serving 16 behind bars. Elon Musk sharing criticism of President Trump's big, beautiful bill in a post on X yesterday. Musk called the bill, quote, a disgusting abomination. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt said Trump already knows where Musk stood on the bill. If you filed your taxes late and are still waiting for your refund, Mark Mayfield tells us you might be getting that within the next few weeks.
Most who filed their taxes in May are receiving their refunds in June. According to the IRS, refunds for taxpayers who filed online and opted for direct deposit should generally arrive within 3 weeks, but the process could take longer if a check in the mail was requested. Taxpayers can track their refund status on the IRS's Where's My Refund tool.
The U.S. Supreme Court banning nearly a dozen baby names. According to U.S. Birth Certificates website, the names King, Queen, and Jesus Christ are all illegal in the United States. New parents should also avoid the name Santa Claus, Majesty, Adolf Hitler, and Roman numeral 3, since those are also not allowed. Rounding out the list is Nutella, Messiah, the at symbol, and the number 1069. Each U.S. state also has some of their own guidelines set, but typically ban numerals, emojis, and special characters. McDonald's bringing back the snack wrap next month. The popular menu item featuring chicken, lettuce, cheese, and sauce wrapped in a tortilla will once again be on the menu starting July 10th. The snack wrap was taken off the menu in 2016, and fans have been calling for its return ever since. In a social media post, McDonald's said snack wrap fans are responsible for its return. They say fans' comments, petitions, tweets was a movement so powerful that, quote, you finally won. Everything you want to know about the snack wrap return can be found at WBSM.com. A cup of coffee in the morning could help women stay healthy as they get older.
Research out of Harvard University followed a group of 50,000 women for 30 years. Drinking coffee every morning was linked to staying mentally sharp and physically strong later in life. Decaf coffee and tea didn't have the same effect. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
Gibson launching a search for the guitar famously played by Michael J. Fox in the original Back to the Future movie. The guitar maker posted a video yesterday featuring Fox, Leah Thompson, Christopher Lloyd, and Huey Lewis asking for the public to send in their tips on where the guitar might be. The search and its hopeful recovery will be featured in a new documentary called Lost to the Future. The iconic cherry red ES-345 was rented from Norman's Rare Guitars in Los Angeles for the filming of the first movie, and it's not known what happened to it after it was returned. This year marks Back to the Future's 40th anniversary.
WBSM Sports.
The Angels broke a tie with the Red Sox in the 10th last night, beating the Sox 4-3 at Fenway. They'll close out their match this afternoon at 1:35. And the Florida Panthers are seeking back-to-back Stanley Cups. The defending champs will be looking to win their second straight title when they take on the Edmonton Oilers in the Stanley Cup final. The Oilers are also hoping to earn a little revenge after losing to the Panthers in last year's final. The Panthers can join a list of just 8 teams to win back-to-back cups. Florida visits Edmonton for Game 1 tonight.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Hope you're ready for some heat on this Wednesday. We start out a little cool with temperatures in the low and mid-50s this morning, but we warm up really quickly by the time we get into the afternoon, and eventually we're looking at the mid-70s along the coast, and as you head inland, you're going to get temperatures up into the low and even some spots in the mid-80s. It's a toasty day for this time of year. Sunshine, though. I'm ABC6 Chief Meteorologist Christina Shalhoub on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Mike Roberts. WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get breaking news alerts and all of our content on the WBSM app. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
With my naked eye, I saw
and welcome back in. That, of course, is Luscious Jackson. If you are not familiar with Luscious Jackson, they had a couple of hits in the mid to late 90s. And that was probably their biggest song. But well, we're throwing it back and going back to, well, you heard Mike talk about Lost to the Future, the new documentary they're making, trying to find that Back to the Future guitar. And I hope they find it. Back to the Future is my favorite movie trilogy. I mean, I liked Star Wars as a kid, don't get me wrong, but I always held Back to the Future in much higher regard. And I think that's because it had a little of everything that I liked in the 80s. Time travel, a DeLorean, Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd. I mean, what's not to love? And I even love part two and part three. Other people don't like those films. I love them. And I will watch any one of them anytime they come on television. In fact, there was a series of games that came out, I want to say like 2006, 7, that time period maybe, that basically effectively served as a sequel. Because they obviously, with Michael J. Fox's medical condition with his Parkinson's, they couldn't film any more Back to the Future, as much as people would love to have it. And the creators have been very against there being any kind of remakes or reboots. However, there has been some conversation, I guess, with the guys who made Cobra Kai. They were joking about it at the end of the Cobra Kai series, but now they're saying that there might actually be some smoke there as we approach the 40th anniversary of the film. But I think, you know, I get it. I get why they've been protective of it. There was a cartoon series that was, you know, obviously authorized that kind of, you know, it's not what they would call canon, but it was pretty good. I enjoyed it as a kid. But this video game series, what they did is they released it in chapters. So each week or each month, I forget how often they came out, there was a new chapter that you bought and you downloaded it on your PlayStation. And then you had to wait for the next one to come out to continue the story. But then I think they eventually put them all out in one package. They might even put it out on a disc. But that really was like a good Back to the Future story. Michael J. Fox didn't do the voice of Marty. He did some other voices, but they had a young sound alike do Marty's voice, approved by Michael J. Fox. And it really was like a sequel story. Everybody else was involved in it. And so that, to me, you know, stands up as a viable, considered sequel. But I love Back to the Future. And I would welcome if they brought it back to the big screen for the 40th anniversary. I went for the 40th anniversary of Ghostbusters last year to the movie theater and got a little aggravated at the people that were reciting every line. Like, I get it, but, you know, I'm trying to watch the movie and I'm sitting right next to you. But I might be like that in Back to the Future. Who knows? But as we're talking about this nostalgia trip, something else from the 80s and 90s. As you know, the Ground Round has returned, one Ground Round in Shrewsbury. They have launched their full menu. They have, it's a mixture of some favorites, some things that would have been on the menu back in the day, and also some newer things. No French dip, which I'm hoping they eventually decide to put that on the menu. That was what I usually got at the Ground Round. But they've got the Pot of Gold. They've got the Slider Sundae with the baseball cap. They've got the Dirt Cup. They call it the Ooey Gooey Flower Pot. That was what Ground Round called it. They have, I think they do the popcorn and they have the movies, but instead of playing on a projector, they're on TVs, the kids' cartoons. I don't think they do the peanuts anymore. Obviously, restaurants stopped doing that because of peanut allergies. They don't have Bingo the Clown, but they do have the Ground Round Hound, whose name is Peanut. That was the winning name selected in the contest. So, it's got the full nostalgia vibes. But one, and I haven't been up there yet, but I plan on making a trip at some point. It's a hike from New Bedford, but I just want to go up there and kind of get the atmosphere of it. And again, it's in Shrewsbury. But one thing that I didn't think they'd be bringing back, and I remember joking about this when we first started talking about the return of Ground Round, like there's no way they're going to bring back that kids pay what they weigh promotion, because how can a restaurant afford to put out any meal for, 75 cents anymore? But they're bringing it back. We've got the story at WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. So on Tuesdays, kids pay what they weigh, a penny a pound. But they've put a little twist on it compared to how it was in the past. So in the past, you walked into Ground Round, and to do kids pay what you weigh, they had that big old, at least the ones that I would go to, had those big old fashioned like carnival scales. You'd get on one of those and the host or hostess would take down your weight, put it on a sticker and slap it on your shirt, so that when you sat down and you ordered your meal, the server knew what to write down for the price. And I remember when I passed 100 pounds and I was like, great, now I'm more than a dollar. But for a lot of kids, that was kind of a traumatic thing because, overweight kids were not happy about advertising their weight. At that time, I was not an overweight kid. I was always kind of a skinny kid until maybe middle school, high school is when I started gaining weight. But until that point, I was always like a super skinny kid. So it didn't really bother me, too much. But, once you got to be 100 pounds, and by that point, obviously, you're just about aging out of the promotion. But it was traumatic for a lot of kids. They didn't want to do it. Your parents would still drag you because they're like, if you want to go out to eat, we've got to do this because it's cheaper. Well, now Ground Round is not requiring kids to get on the scale. So you can either choose to just tell the server your weight, or if you don't want to do it at all, you don't want to talk about your weight at all, there's a flat rate meal. So I called over there to find out because I had asked on Facebook so let me get this right, because it says on their Facebook post, you're not required to get on the scale. So I said, okay, so you're just going to let the kid tell you what they weigh? And then they responded that, no, there's a flat rate if they don't want to mention their weight. So I'm thinking the flat rate's going to be like, $2 or $3. So I called over and spoke to the manager to get a little clarification. And the flat rate is 65 cents. Now, this is only available to kids 12 and under. But still, a lot of kids that age weigh more than 65 pounds. So I'm sure there'll be, just like, your dad would tell you as you were walking in the movies and it said, kids under 12 pay this price. And the person would say, how old are you? And you're like, I'm 12. And your dad would be like, no, you're 11. Say you're 11. So I get the cheaper rate. I'm sure there's going to be dads and parents that tell kids, just say you don't want to get weighed. Say you don't want to get weighed. So we pay 65 cents as opposed to the $1.10 you might cost us otherwise. And there's also another kind of caveat to it as well. It's only good for every adult meal purchased at full price. So if, you know, it's just you and one of your kids and you go, your kid is going to pay what they weigh. If it's you and two kids, one of those kids is going to have to pay. If it's two adults and two kids, both those kids pay what they weigh. But if it's two adults and three kids, one of those kids is going to pay full price for the kid's meal, if you get what I'm saying. So, you know, you need one adult to cover one kid, and then any kids beyond that have to pay the regular price. And it definitely wasn't that way when I was a kid because, you know, there was five of us going with my parents. And I'm sure, you know, we wouldn't be going there if three of the kids were paying full price. Although, I don't know, we went out to eat a lot. So there's a little something there for the summertime here to maybe take a road trip on a Tuesday. You want to take the kids and give them the ground round experience, and they'll say, why are you so excited about this place, Mom or Dad? Just like any other restaurant. But they have cinnamon dippers. Yeah, we get these in school. Nah, they probably don't. 508-996-0500. I don't know if that's going to make it worth you driving to Shrewsbury, but I think, you know, the nostalgia vibes are why people would really be doing it. But still, to do a penny a pound in this economy, wouldn't expect that at all. All right, I'm going to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. Of course, when Huey Lewis recorded that song, 1999 was considered the future. Now, both the 50s and 1999 are in the past. And just doing some quick math, 1999 to now is almost as close as the 50s were to 1985 when that song came out. So, yeah, that's weird. But speaking of the 50s, 50s night is returning to New Bedford on July 17th. We're going to have details on that coming up for you next week. But we're, of course, going to be playing 50s music all night long here, actually throughout the afternoon as well. So from 3 to midnight on July 17th, we'll have your 50s music on WBSM.com and on the WBSM app. I've got to take one more break here before the end of the hour, so let me get that done. We'll be back in a few. All right, and you heard the mention there of the Bristol County Celebration of Seniors. Later on this morning, we're going to be joined by District Attorney Thomas Quinn and Justin Lees, the CEO of Coastline, to talk about the Bristol County